Hey guys, Tim here. And is your gym stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month and you know that you're capable of doing more? You need to check out the Springboard. Springboard's our new 12-month coaching program designed to help you hit $30,000 a month in stable, recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym, just visit gymownercoach.com. That's gymownercoach.com for all the details.
Listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
Welcome back to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host today, Randy Engston, joined by Mr. Zach Columbia.
I'm here.
He is.
I'm here. I'm back.
We're in the office. We haven't left. We got a good one for you guys today. Let's kind of, I want to preface this. If you've seen the title, is your agency your enemy? It's it definitely probably inspired some clicks. We don't want to throw shade. We're not going to say, hey, don't work with agencies. That's not really the premise of the show. We'll get into what we mean by it, obviously. But we want to talk, we want to bring up something that we know is taking place in the marketplace. Gym owners are reliant on agencies quite often to not only position their ads and things like that to the marketplace, but for also creating the offer and the hooks and the what to sell within the gym in order to get somebody in the gym. And that's really not the way it should be done, right? A marketing agency, let's think about big brands, right? Coca-Cola doesn't go to a marketing firm and say, hey, how do I sell more Coca-Cola? And they're not willing to change the formula of Coca-Cola in order to sell more Coca-Cola, right?
That's a great example.
You shouldn't be changing what you're doing in your fitness business in order to be able to sell it because of the agency's advice or because they want to run a certain type of ad. So we want to get into that a little bit and kind of just kind of expose what we see agencies doing and speak to it a little bit deeper.
Yeah. Well, and I don't think I don't think it's necessarily that the agencies are nefarious.
Yeah,
maybe a little bit. We can talk about that. Maybe some of them are. We can talk about that. But it's really just KPIs are different, right? So
correct.
Like your as a gym owner, your goal is not more leads.
Amen.
Your goal is more members. Higher paying members that stay with you long term. An agency doesn't have that same KPI. Mm-hmm. Their KPI is cost per lead.
Correct.
They're trying to get you the cheapest leads possible so that they can say, hey, here's what we did for you.
It looks like a win, right?
It looks like a win. And if you're sitting in the agency seat, that's really all they can see. They're
correct.
Like, hey, you hired us to get you leads. We got you the leads. But as a gym owner, you know, like those leads could click on your ad and they're click on the ad. They're like, yeah, I want to learn more. And then you reach out to, you send them a text message and they're like, stop, opt out. Why are you reaching out to me, a-hole?
I didn't fill that out.
I didn't fill that out. Yeah, exactly. You know, or they respond cost, you know, that's it. They don't just cost question mark. Like, and they're not really qualified leads, but the agency just is trying to get the cheapest clicks possible.
Correct.
Essentially. And cheap leads turn into cheap clients most of the time.
There you go.
You know? And I think that what we've seen in the industry over the last 10 years is an unintentional evolution. And so a gym owner who doesn't understand, they're a gym owner.
Sure.
It's not their fault. They just don't understand marketing.
Sure.
You know, they haven't studied it. That's not their expertise. They're like, hey, I'm really good at training people, but I'm a business owner. I got to figure out how to get clients. And so in comes this, you know, agency that looks like, you know, a knight in shining armor. And they're like, hey, we can get you 50 new members all you have to do is run our, you know, 6-week challenge or our, you know, 21-day shape up program or summer lean down, whatever it is. And you're like, okay, well, I got these bills, I got payroll, like I got to, you know, make something happen here.
Active desperation.
And so you're like, yeah, let's do it. Let's run it. I got to do something. And then you end up changing your delivery system. You end up adapting everything that you do in order to fulfill on some agency's program that they offer that they sold, yeah. You know, and free gets a lot of clicks.
Amen.
You know, but then what happens is you run this challenge. Let's just say it's a 6-week challenge because that one's pretty popular. And, you know, the clients, you know, they pay $500 for this challenge. They stay for the 6 weeks and then you lose, you know, let's say 70% of them. And then the 30% that you do convert stay for maybe another 2 months, right? And so then at 3 to 4 months, you have to churn and run this same challenge again because you're like, hey, I had this cash influx. I got yep. You know, all those people, I got those 50 people paying me the $500. That was really nice. That felt really good. I didn't have to give most of it back. Dopamine dump. And then you're like, hey, I got to run this challenge again. And so it ends up happening if you zoom out and you look at this vicious cycle. Now, all of a sudden, instead of running the training that you believe in, how you created your gym, what the original vision was, has really become an agency's playbook.
Yeah. You become part of the marketing and sales business. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're not yeah, absolutely.
Imagine a place where growth is the only option and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle. The epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, it was probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, we dream big and execute bigger. Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
We can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're sleeping.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that, that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply.
And if you do try to maintain any original integrity from your program and how you did it, it looks so different than what this agency offered because they're like, hey, we're going to get, you know, cheap leads on this. That then when you do try to, you know, you run that challenge and then you try to transition people into your regular membership, they don't stay because it's like a bait and switch almost. Like their challenge looked totally different than what it looks like today. And so, you know, I don't think most of these agencies, you know, have done it with the perspective of we're steering the whole entire industry in this challenge, you know, yeah. Mentality. Like they really have created that.
Well, I would say that's being done because that is back to your point of like the KPIs of an agency. They're doing what they need in order to look good and get the win for an agency.
Yeah.
But that's irrespective of what's taking place in the gym, right?
Yeah.
Once they hand you that lead, they're wiping their hands and they're saying, hey, I did my job.
Yeah.
It's up to you to keep them without the understanding that what is positioned in the marketplace as far as the ad, the offer, the hook, that has its hands in retention. That has its hands in the perception of what we're delivering for that client. And can that be maintained? You know, a lot of those programs come with nutrition programs that you should be running. They're like, why is an agency providing a gym with the program design and the nutrition components and all of these?
Yeah.
It's because that's what they need in order to sell it. That's not what your business should be doing to keep, like, you should have those in your business as the things you do every single day, regardless of where the client was coming from, but plug them into that system and you should be able to keep the client as opposed to relying on the agency to provide
and
stuff.
you're massively over delivering during this challenge.
There you go.
And then you convert somebody to a low cost membership. You know, it's $159 a month. You're not going to do nutrition coaching for that person. You're not going to be sending them, you know, accountability messages every single week or three times a week like you were doing during this challenge, you know. And then I remember we, you know, there were a couple of times that we ran challenges here at our gym before, tested them, and then we're like, whoa. And I remember we had semi-private training going on, and then we ran a like boot camp at the same exact time in our facility. And we went, so our five clients that were coming in for semi-private training during that hour, all of the sudden there's like 50 boot campers in the gym at the exact same time, like everywhere. And we're trying to deliver a great experience for our clients that have been with us for years and been paying us. And then we just ruin their experience, mm-hmm. right? Just to serve these people that paid $500
one time.
And then we hope that, you know, 30% of them are going to stick.
I always use the analogy of like DirecTV is notorious for it, right? They run the promotions. You get all of the movie channels. You get the NFL package. You get all of this stuff at a promo rate.
Yeah.
And then at that 3-month mark, when that ends, all of a sudden you get 1/8 of the programming that you had before at a rate that's like 3 times higher than the promotional rate. And you as the consumer sitting there like, wait, I'm paying these people much longer than that promo rate. Shouldn't the benefit come with the more time I'm with you, not go away after you got me through the door?
Yeah.
If you've been on the receiving end of that from a cable company, from a service company, like, you know that sting. You know the feeling when everything gets stripped away and you're left with like the standard membership, standard whatever it is. You are left to feel like, well, that was nice, but this sucks. You know what I mean? And yet we do that. Gym owners are doing that all of the time by relying on these front end offers, these loaded programs that aren't in alignment with the delivery that they do every day in their memberships. And then it does. It tarnishes the belief, the feelings that their clients have that are there paying them for those things for the long haul, right? And you're planting those seeds of negativity and doubt in the client's mind. And there is going to be a point where they're like, well, what am I paying for? If you can deliver all of this for these people, why am I paying what I'm paying and getting none of that, you know?
Well, and that's what happens is your clients that are with you, that came in the way you actually want to train, right? Like the gym that you envisioned, right? And you're delivering that for your clients. Those people leave because now your focus is on these challenge clients.
The next point of revenue, sure.
Yeah, and then those people leave, and then you have to run a challenge again to get another, you know, cash influx into your business, and then those people leave, and then you have to run it again. And the thing that I was referencing at the beginning or hinting at is, who benefits from that?
There you go.
You as the gym owner or the agency that has to now go out and get you more leads?
Yeah.
The agency.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I don't know if they do it intentionally. I think some of them do.
I think they're
smart enough to recognize like, hey, if we run a 6-week challenge every, you know, 6 to 12 weeks, you're going to need us again.
You need us. Yep.
We're going to have this, you know, you're going to continue paying us, and then we're going to go heavy on the ad spend. We're going to get you this influx of clients. Those clients are going to leave. Then you're going to run it again, and you're going to keep coming back to us and keep coming back to us. And it's just this vicious cycle. And you're basically benefit. Your gym has now become, like you said, just an arm of the agency as opposed to you running what you want to run. And if every time you run a challenge, you feel like, you know, a little part of your trainer soul is dying, that's what's happening.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
exactly what's happening.
It's a really good point. And that's the reason that we mentioned, you know, that we want to say, you know, is your agency your enemy? Because at the same, you know, to the same tune, they can be your best friend. They should be in alignment, right?
They're your best friend when you get 10 grand in cash coming in.
Sure. The relationship's probably really great for them. But gym owners, I mean, you guys know, you're constantly looking for, you're going from agency to agency. The reason you're doing so is because you're looking for them to provide the hook. You're looking for them to provide the solution for getting somebody in the door. But when you can create a program and then bring that to them to position it in the marketplace, that's really how marketing should be taking place. It's tough, right? But at the end of the day, you know, we talk about this quite often on the show, the benefit that we have in this business is the EFT model. And Jim, by doing these loaded front end challenge based cycles, you're throwing that out the window, right? You're relying on that downhill, hoping that you can have that opportunity downhill. But if you don't, rather than playing the game with, and then just picking up the scraps with the members that do stick around, create the systems and be able to grow your EFT on a month over basis. In a matter of a few months, you'll see that your base operate or your monthly recurring revenue has grown to a point where you don't need that, the challenge mentality or the mass influx of new clients, right? To your point, if your gym was growing at a rate that put you close to capacity, that agency's need is diminishing, right? You don't need to rely on 100 people through the door this month.
Yeah.
First of all, how many of you have onboarding systems and a delivery system that can actually take 100 people through, you know, your business in a single month and expect to keep those people for a year, 2 years, 3 years? It's very, very seldom you see I would say even a majority of the people coming through a challenge staying and moving into a monthly recurring model. But if you build the system once and you create the environment where this month's benefit is next month's benefit and next month's benefit, you get that exponential growth factor. That's exactly how we build true, sustainable, scalable gyms that reach the $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $80,000 per month, every month mark, not only when we ran the challenge. And the next month you got $10,000 in EFT and you're trying to figure out how to pay your trainers, you know? And so we want to get you guys out of that cycle, work with your agency, not, you know, it should be congruent. The messaging should match what you guys deliver upon and bring those clients in for the purpose of memberships, not for some whiz bang, whatever, you know, can get somebody through the door today if you can't deliver on that for the long haul.
Yeah.
Attention gym owners. Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Join our exclusive Facebook group, ProFit Accelerator, and unlock the potential to scale your gym to $30,000 a month and beyond. In the ProFit Accelerator group, we're going to focus solely on helping gym owners just like you win. We offer regular training sessions and share our best proven strategies to boost your business. Join us now by searching for ProFit Accelerator on Facebook. Be part of a community that's all about success and growth, the ProFit Accelerator, where gym owners thrive. All right, now let's get back to the show.
That's why in our, you know, coaching program, Springboard, you know, one of the, there's two things that we really like to start with. Number one is what we refer to as like your delivery system, mm-hmm. which is, it's gyms get stuck in this, like this challenge cycle agency mentality. We try to just get some reflection like, hey, let's step back. Let's step out of that cycle for a minute. What do you want for your gym? What was the original intent? Like, what was the vision? What was the model? Like, what are your core values? What do you stand for? And then is your delivery system aligning with that? Most gym owners don't train themselves like they train their clients.
There you go.
Because they just haven't figured out a way to do that. So that's one of the first things we start with is like, hey, before we go and attract clients, like, what kind of clients do you want to attract? Yeah, which, you know, if you're attracting challenge clients that aren't going to stay with you, that's probably not a great business model, especially if that's not the way you want to train.
Yeah.
And then you're selling them something different, right? That's why I say it's like selling your soul for, you know, to an agency for a challenge. And then we talk about or train and coach on attraction system, right? So it's like, what do you want to do? And then let's back into how do we go and attract those clients now? What are the nuts and bolts of putting together an attractive offer that isn't going to just get cheap clicks, but is going to attract people that are going to want to buy what you're selling, are going to resonate with what it is that you already do and want to stay with you so you don't have this retention problem. And a lot of times, like I started out saying, it's like, it's not the gym owner's fault. They're not a, like a marketing expert, sure, but like you're a business owner, you know, you gotta learn how to run payroll. You gotta learn how to manage staff. You gotta learn all these different things. Well, you need to learn some marketing skills and know how to put, you know, an effective offer together, some effective copy, a headline, a hook, and so that you're not reliant on this agency. They're not dictating your business to you. And, you know, maybe you want to get rid of your agency. Okay. And you want to run the ads yourself. Fine. We'll teach you that. Mm-hmm. Right. Like nobody knows that better than you and Tim, how to do that. You guys were an agency.
We were. Yeah.
But then, you know, maybe you don't want to do that. And you're like, I just need to be able to tell the agencies, here's what I do. Here's how we run this and audit it and not fall for this playbook gimmick that's like going to get you cheap clients, cheap leads that turn into cheap clients.
Yeah. One word to the wise, one thing to just consider when you're looking for an agency or when you're a gym owner, you're getting hit with hundreds of agency ads and things like that all the time.
So especially if you're listening to this, yeah. The algorithms
are on you.
Pull them all up.
Look at what they're positioning. Look at the legitimacy of, not can say legitimacy, but like look at the practicality of, can they actually deliver this in alignment with what I need for the business? If you're looking at the ads that agencies are hitting you with, 200, 300 members this month, 150 members or you don't pay.
I saw it. You said it. The billion.
Oh, yeah.
The $1 billion.
Now we're talking about $1 billion in revenue.
Come on.
Like, yeah. There's in marketing, right? The more the marketplace adapts to the offers, the more ridiculous the claims have to become. And we're all subject to that right now. If you have an agency telling you that they could put 200 members in your gym this month, they cannot, right? They can probably get you 200 leads. And what that lead equates to is a free something.
And then they're going to blame you like, hey, it's not our responsibility to sell. It's not our fault if you can't sell.
Yeah, exactly, right? But that's where the relationship should be synergistic, not us versus them, right? Your agency should be almost like an employee or an extension. It's an independent contractor within your business, right? They're providing a service. And if that's not in alignment with what you need in your business, and if it's not done in a way that's actually giving you the real win, not necessarily today's flash in the pan revenue creation, but something that's going to be, you know, clients that are going to be with you for a year, 2 years, 3 years. I mean, our average retention is 36 months in this business, in this gym. That's sustainable. That is, you know, you can forecast growth. You can look at your year and say, okay, cool. Here's where I'm going to end up. Not what do I have to do next month in order to get the revenue to pay my bills. And we're trying to help you guys break that rat race, get out of the throwing it at the wall, hoping something sticks mentality, and just build a business that's tried and true, truly scalable, to give yourself a lot more clarity and the ability to breathe. You know how different your life would be if next month all of your bills were paid from your monthly recurring revenue before you made a single sale? If that's not your situation, this is a great episode to look at what you're doing and find, it's not like necessarily a problem, but find the opportunity within your process to make a change so that you're attracting clients that are going to be with you. You can do that every single month and you can build that client base so that you're not in a position to need to go source in a new agency for a new hook for 200 members next month.
And they pretty much all run the same thing. They're not gym owners. Mm-hmm. So they don't understand your goals as a gym owner. They don't understand your pain. They don't understand what's important to you. And they all copy each other. Like they just basically take the same exact challenge.
Yeah.
wrap some different lipstick around it. And then they're like, we got the new, you know, the best new offer. We're going to get you 50 new members. And it's like, oh, this is the same 6-week challenge I, you know, have run a dozen times in my gym. I know how to do this.
Exactly.
So anyway, guys, I think what we're, you know, trying to do is set you free. Essentially, like, we want you to be in control of your gym and not feel like you're selling out
or that you're reliant.
Yeah.
You know, or that you're stuck having to find the next thing.
I'm sure that's not why you started out as a gym owner.
Absolutely not.
You know, that wasn't your intent, was to open a gym so you could run repeat challenges and offers and things like that.
And have short-term relationships.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Right. How much work can you get done with somebody who's in your business for 6 weeks and that's it?
That's the fastest way to hate your job.
Yeah.
Your business.
Yeah. If you resent your business, take a look. Is this the type of business that you're running?
Yeah.
There you go. Well, take a look, make the decisions for yourself. Obviously, you know, if you want our help, the Springboard is the seat that we put gym owners in to help them break out of that rat race, to teach you guys how to take control of your both your marketing, but the delivery within your business, all the systems in your business, so that you can build a tried and true scalable business
for less than you pay an agency.
Ooh, there you go. if you want help with that, jump on a call. You will talk to me. We'll dissect the business. We'll look at these opportunities, and you'll be able to make a decision for yourself. So if that's something you want, links in the show notes. But until next episode, keep changing lives. See you next week.
All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link, and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.